How's it going, guys? Medium difficulty question, pathology, step one. 59-year-old man, 1 month history, darkening of his urine, worsening fatigue. Smoked one pack of cigarettes daily, 40 years. Question wants to know what's most likely to be seen as patient. So very buzzy, easy histo slide of clear cell carcinoma, which is the most common variant of renal cell carcinoma. So even if you didn't know this slide in particular, you got darkening of the urine in a smoker. So you got to know that that's renal cell carcinoma. So let's just hop through the answers. What are we going to see? Choice A, decreased serum PTH, correct answer. So you need to know that renal cell carcinoma can secrete perineoplastic PTHRP the same way that squamous cell carcinoma of the lung can, in addition to EPO that RCC can secrete. So in other words, they can give you smoker, red urine, and they'll tell you there's hypercalcemia and polycythemia, and they'll say which organ most likely has the malignancy, and the answer is the kidney, which is obvious if there's red urine, but that's what they can tell you in the stem. Now, even if some of you didn't know this, I should just remark real quick that PTHRP is not the same thing as endogenous PTH, okay? So don't get fooled there. So PTHRP is going to cause hypercalcemia, hypophosphatemia, but the high calcium, increased negative feedback, the calcium sensing receptors, the parathyroid glands, endogenous PTH goes down. Now, even if some of you didn't specifically know that renal cell carcinoma can secrete PTHRP, you could be aware that malignancy, and I've harped on this, can cause hypercalcemia secondary to metastases. So you should know that lytic lesions of bone, shouldn't even say that because you can have blastic lesions from prostate causing hypercalcemia as well. But in general, when you have metastases to bone, you have increased local cytokine activity that causes calcium to leach out of the bone, and you can get suppressed PTH in that setting as well. So let's just hop through the others. Choice D, decreased serum potassium, wrong fucking answer. Now, if anything, hypothetically, if we had renal compromise with renal failure, then we would have increased serum potassium. I've harped on this in my prior clips, my arrows, my renal PDF, that in renal failure, you're going to have high potassium. Choice B, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, increased serum ADH, wrong fucking answer. First, a small cell bronchogenic carcinoma. Okay, so tell you, there's a smoker, there's hypo, natremia, and there's concentrated urine, so increased urinary specific gravity. Wrong fucking answer. Choice D, postsynaptic nicotinic acetylcholine receptor antibodies, refers to myasthenia gravis. Wrong fucking answer. This can be idiopathic or a perineoplastic of thymoma, okay? So it could be a woman in her 40s who has dysphagia, diplopia, ptosis, and that's myasthenia gravis, gets worse with activity. And if it turns out that there is thymoma, you can remove the thymoma and that can cure the myasthenia gravis. So any patient who has MG, you're going to do a chest x-ray / CT looking for that thymoma so that you can potentially excise it. Choice D, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, presynaptic voltage-gated calcium channel antibodies, wrong fucking answer, refers to Lambert-Eaton syndrome. Okay, so small cell bronchogenic carcinoma. So this can be a patient who gets proximal muscle weakness that improves with activity, okay? So one descriptor they like is they'll say the patient has no problem performing upward gaze for 60 seconds because gets better with activity. Myasthenia gravis, they're not able to perform upward gaze for 60 seconds. So your take home for this question is that clear cell adenocarcinoma or clear cell carcinoma, it's the most common variant of renal cell carcinoma. And so not only is this a buzzy histo slide, but you should know that RCC can secrete PTHRP, same as squamous cell carcinoma in the lung, and RCC can also secrete EPO. Choice E, wrong fucking answer. You know the deal. I'm going to make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe my channel. Appreciate your time. That's it.